Welcome to chapter number 6, project planning and scheduling. See, we have gone through different background of terminology, everything we have done in the past. Now we know there is something called PMI framework, and that framework is going to help us in planning and scheduling of the project, because that can be a very good pointers which we can see from that tables or that chart, which we have to take care in the planning stage especially. So let us get into very much detailing of planning and scheduling, and it is very, very crucial part. See, it may not work 100%, but it will ensure us as our project evolve or progress, we are sticking to the plan and especially time scheduling. So what is project plan by definition? It is a comprehensive mapping and organizing project goal, tasks, schedules, resources. Before we are allotting or assigning the tasks to different people, team members, and they start working on it. So before actual execution start, our plan should cover various aspects: quality aspect, time schedule aspect, funding aspect, cash flow, risk, communication, way of communication, all requirements, scope, everything. We should be very clear before we set for project planning, because these all aspect we have to cover in the project planning before we start actual execution, right? Now this is a pyramid. We talk about, you start from the resource allocation, project, and then business requirement areas, and finally how IT is going to make strategic change or mission or vision based organization requirement, or we can say transformation, we can say digital transformation in more technical aspect point of view. So what you are looking for, and you can see the right side of the result produced because of every steps, right? Research allocation, it is a information planning regarding the different sources. So system information, technological project, assigned resources. So we should know manpower, money, material or the equipments, all those are properly assigned and they are available in time as our progress of project is going to be, right? Then project planning, you should define potential project, define project scope, benefits, constraint, which we discussed already when we understood the requirement analysis. All these aspects are covered in the requirement and scope management. And with that document, we are going to lead through the project development. And that is what is important, because this planning is going to map all those requirements into action. Then business, now as you move towards the top peak point, it is slowly going to achieve your business objectives through the entire IT process or whatever project you are going to implement. We are specifically talking here about the IT project, considering the requirement as we are managing IT project. So here we are going to ultimately document business processes, and that where we are to map the requirement, resources, everything with the processes. So unless you are clear what are the business processes that you have to digitize or transform or re-engineer, that is another word we use, into digital formation. That is in technology formation. So that is what is very important. That is comes from the business requirement analysis. Okay. And finally, it has to align with your strategies, objectives or visions that organization want to achieve through that project. Now, how the planning framework will be? So it can initiate from the MOU or your understanding of the requirement scope, which we already discussed in the previous chapter in the detail. Now, once your scope and requirements are very much clear, now you set for the actual process identification. Because unless you identify the processes, now what is process? We have some input. The process is a set of actions and it will produce some output. So now processes further you break down into tasks. We already understood the word called work breakdown structure. Now, what is work breakdown structure means? First is, as a business scope, you have to understand the problem or requirements, and then you have to identify the process which map to solve that problems or the requirements. Then inside the process, you have to further break down the entire process can be a small task that you have to achieve to get that process done. Now, every task, there are three aspects that you have to ensure. What is the sequence of processing or the action task one after other, or maybe some loop back sort of thing. Then what are the resources required and what is going to be your time requirements for each task. Of course, it depends on what resource, like manpower, especially in case of IT, what is the skill of the manpower, their availability, all those aspects we'll consider when you are planning it. Or you have to have the team enough to meet the time frame. So there are two major aspects that you have to see, the scheduling and budgeting. So scheduling is in terms of time domain or time factor, whereas budgeting in terms of money factor, which are ultimately that we are planning for through the project planning. Now, what are the different types of project plan? It can be a quality plan, validation plan, configuration management plan, maintenance plan, staff development plan. See, you have to have different aspect in planning, and that is what is mentioned here. And the explanation is given. Quality plan. Describe the quality procedures and standard that will be used in project. See, maybe your project is international project. So there are some international standards that we have to meet. And we should have plan to achieve that. It's not that you set to your own standard of quality. You have to map your international standards or something national standard, maybe again. Validation plan. It talk about resource and scheduling used for system validation. So once the things are developed, whether they meet the requirements as per the scope and requirement analysis framework. So we have to have that validation plan, testing sort of thing. Okay. Verification, validation, authentication, everything that we have to check. Configuration management. It talk about what the process, procedures and structure to be used. So when the things, maybe hardware structure or maybe software structure that you are going to follow in the achievement of that particular procedure or processes, right? So what are the elements, hardware elements, software elements, API or network elements, whatever way it is going to be configured to have that task running or task that working. Then comes the maintenance plan. See, even you have developed it, implemented, tested, always there will be a runtime issues and you have to take care of that. And that's why you have to have maintenance plan too. Staff development plan. Now you have manpower which may not be adequate to handle that complexity or that skill set. Then you have to first identify your development plan to equip your manpower to handle that project. So that is also plan as a part of the project plan. Now this term I already mentioned, work breakdown structure. So it is basically divide and conquer approach. So your major task will be a big one, a deliverable oriented, whatever you are looking for is a scope requirement you already given, your fix up. But we have to simplify that by breaking into the small processes, level 1 to level 2 to level 3. So process, sub-process, sub-sub-process, till the point where you can really execute that process or you task, develop that task and verify it. Then you harness them from bottom-up approach and integrate them to achieve the major objective or the main scope, main requirements, right? So that is why breaking the entire task into different levels which can be feasible to work around and plan is a very important aspect in planning especially. So breaking down the structure is a key of project deliverables. Okay. So there can be two approaches that one can follow, top down and bottom up. Top down is, as we see in the previous slide, we have to break down the actual activities until you get it to the smallest tasks which you can easily work around and test it. can use the team approach for, and even you can assign, schedule. So planning point of view, very, very important. Resource planning as well as scheduling. The sub-team approach, level one, level two activities, and accordingly you have to align the team, or something we should not check for duplication, or something we should not miss out also. So that is why top-down. So you even have traceability, which we discuss in our requirement analysis, right? So that traceability you have to ensure through top-down. Now what bottom-up? Now when you go as a back propagation from bottom to up, so you can really see the things are covered or not, or anything we have missed out, or anything which is redundant, okay? So top-down will give you the complete breakdown, and from bottom-up, you start integrating, building up to the major objective. But the process of back propagation from bottom-up is to ensure that things are not missed out, okay? Now, what is task? Simple, the example is given here, okay? Like, for example, civil work is there. We are building, constructing one building. So, leveling of the ground, piling, constructing the wire structure for the foundation, laying the foundation of construction plinth. So, these are different tasks when you are constructing one building. Same way be applicable in our project, in IT project. So, you have to identify different levels and different tasks that we have to work around and solve, right? Now, once you break down the task, it is very much easy to work and find out what are the manpower requirement, that is basically resource requirement, as well as time requirement. So, estimate the efforts, time and cost. These are three crucial factors, especially in software project. Efforts means what type of skill set, what type of complexity you are handling, so what efforts your team has to take, what expert you have to hire. So that efforts you may require, or maybe hardware efforts, hardware development efforts, or integrating some system, that efforts you have to handle. Time and cost, again, it is a planning and you are sticking to that plan so that you control the time frame and the cost constraints. Each domain has its own way of estimation. So there must be something what we have to estimate, which may not be 100% perfect, but at least you will have some idea in terms of money, in terms of time frame, over a period, how the software is evolved, going to develop. Now, there are some constraints, but still we should have some estimation. So, difficulty in estimation software primarily due to the nature of software, complexity of the software. Probably you can't predict many aspects which we might have oversighted or might have not realized at the beginning. Okay. So, these are things we have to consider when specific clear definition. Very difficult to know. When one has to reach to the very difficult to ensure completeness of testing in software. So, at the initial stage, we are not very clear about, even though you put a lot of effort, but there are something maybe missed out. So, estimation will give you good guideline, which are the landmarks and what are the time things. That estimation aspect we are going to learn next. So, once you identify different tasks after doing vigorous exercise of work breakdown structure, now we sit for estimation. So, there are different ways of doing estimation. So, what you are estimating? Mainly time and efforts and cost, right? So, task-based estimation, first thing, once you got all different types of tasks, you have to classify them as a simple task, medium effort task, and more complex task. And then we have to count how many simple, how many medium, how many complex. Okay, and that is depending on their type, we have to apply weights to calculate. Okay, so we'll take some example, we'll understand that. Okay, let us assume you have 5 simple tasks, 10 medium effort wala tasks, and 10 more complex tasks. So the formula you can notice here, 5 simple, 10 into 2. So we have put the double because it in medium efforts, we multiply by 2, that is the weight. Okay, so we want that emphasize by doubling. And more complex, if there, okay, it is multiplied by 5, right? So accordingly it will put extra efforts or extra time and resource and even maybe other factors that we have to consider. So accordingly we decide the weights. So now if you have sum of product, multiply and add it, you get some figure that is 75. So we call it as a 75 program unit. And now they are, after applying the weights, all those become a simple nature. So these are all single unit now. 75 program units now on the same level. By applying the weights, we've taken care. So their complexity and medium complexity, we are given the adequate emphasis, right? Now next, you have to associate time for each of the simple program. For experiment, basically what you have to see that how much time will require that particular simple task or medium task. Let's say a simple program take 1 day of work from coding to the unit testing. Let's say the 75 simple program should take about 75 man days. Work which adhere 25 days per month, which translate into 3 man months. So first you converted all different types of tasks into some program units. Now program units, you evaluate what is the depth of achieving that particular that small or complex unit. Then you convert that into man hours, okay, or man days, and then man days to month. That is simple. So we know working hour, working days are 25. We can convert it into months, maybe 3 months. So that is 3 months of efforts. So this is how we can estimate the time for that particular project, considering all different tasks, right? The time required to deliver this could vary depending on the number of resources and productivity, right? So productivity of whom? The people, team members. How they are efficient, how they are motivated, how skilled they are, that determines what their efficiency, productivity. So again, we have to say 75%, 85%, 100%, 90%, the productivity factor. So that is going to decide again the time frame. So we said 3 man month and we deployed 6 people in overall project development. So now it become 0.5 months at 100% productivity. So all are having all type of expertise, they're very efficient, experienced people, all team members are highly efficient. Then we can consider 100% productivity per day as we are estimated in the task. And then it can be 0.5 months at 100% considering per person, okay? But now if it is a 75% productivity, if the skill level is not adequate, experience is not good enough, then that months will increase, okay? Because we have to multiply by 0.75. With 0.5, 100% first we will calculate, and because it is less productive, that time will increase, right? Now cost estimation can be worked out basis of efforts, the man month effort and the rate of payment or resource, how much you are going to pay. Let's say if cost resource per month is 50,000, the cost of the project at 100% productivity will be 3 into 50,000. Okay, because 3 man months that you are going to deploy per person. So it is 1.5 lakhs is a total cost per one person. And like that, if your team is 6, again, you have to multiply by 6. So this is how we can estimate time, not yet time in the sense depending on the productivity, but mainly the cost involved for manpower, right? So this is one technique that we can say, which is task-based estimation. Simple technique, right? There is more scientific or more acceptable type of estimation technique, which has come out with good amount of research behind that. That is the Putnam model. What is it? Basically talking about software engineering to estimate what? Effort, cost, and duration. That is the time for that particular software project. So it is based on the empirical studies and it provides the insight of the resource allocation and project management. Now what that graph indicate is it is derived from what that curve, that particular curve, Putnam model curve, it's from this equation. That is a core equation. Okay. So this model is expressed in terms of some mathematical expression So there are different variables. The left hand side is your delivered software size. Now, how do you measure that software size? In terms of lines of code or the different functionality points or different tasks, we can say one task is one function. That way also you can work around. Okay, so that is your software size. Complexity, again we have to consider function different complexity, but we are not categorize here, but just consider the total software in terms of size. Then efforts in person per year. So that efforts is a E element in the formula. Okay, total efforts per person. Then development time in years, that you can put in the formula. Then productivity coefficient, that in the previous estimation of tasks also we have used this productivity coefficient, 100% or 75% or 80%, whatever we can say, which reflect the team capability, your overall setup, environment, and your how equipped you are with all tools, right? So all these factors we have to work out and find out what is the productivity coefficient. So that is a multiplying factor for the ratio of E by T, and there is a some through research they come out with the power for T raised to 4 and entire ratio 1/3. Okay, so that is the formula. And now if you go back here, the same formula equation you put against the time axis, then you get this sort of curve. Okay, and that is what we can understand. The efforts initially rise, go to peak, and then slowly come down over a period, right? This particular curve, you can notice that as time progress, the efforts drastically decay down, and especially you reaches to the finalization of project, the overall effort resources will come down, but which are required at the initial phase of it. So accordingly, you can plan your entire process. So Putnam model gave us the correlation between software size and time efforts as well as productivity formulation. This is one way of estimating the software project. Now, what are the application of this particular model? Effort estimation to predict the effort required for a project of given size. So size you have to work around with the all complexity. Then project planning, it will help you to determine the feasible timeline and the resources to be made available to produce at different landmarks. Then we can even think of optimization. You have to trade off between time, cost and productivity, because those all variables are there in the equation. So you can play around with that and you can optimize. So that is the idea of Putnam model. There is one more way of doing it, is a line of code method. It is a software metric used to measure the size of computer program. Even we are using Putnam model, counting the number of lines in the text of program, source code. So simply you have to count the lines of codes, okay, syntax. The line of code method assumes that the efforts in programming proportional to the number of lines of code, which may not be correct, because thinking about the logic or algorithm is more effectively required. The same algorithm can be written in lesser line by professional programmers, whereas a lesser experienced person will take more lines to get the same output. So it is not truly sensible to estimate the software in terms of line, but there is some metrics we can follow as a line of code. This we can associate the efforts and cost to certain number of lines. For instance, the efforts per 1000 lines of code could be X man days, which we already did. This much lines, accordingly we map it to the complexity, and then we have to put that how many man hours we will associate to achieve that task. So this is line code, simple way of doing it. Then there is one more method, COCOMO method. Now COCOMO as abbreviation, constructive cost model. So CO comes from constructive, again CO comes from cost, and MO for model. So it is a regression model based on number of lines and code, again line of code. The guideline is going to be line of code in all these models. It is a procedural cost estimation model for software projects, and regression is what it is, establishing the relation between the cost versus line of code. It is linearly related, so that way you can have estimation. Again, size, efforts and cost and time, quality. So all these aspects we have to take into consideration. Is a more cost-based estimation technique. So we can have linear relation between efforts and cost. It based on empirical research, which is result in set of formulas which can be used for estimating it. So this is another way of doing it. These are some methods we are just introducing. But nowadays there are so many tools available for estimation, so which you can deploy directly and it will help you. Another point is function point estimation. So you have to divide the entire problem into different functions or the processes. So what is function is nothing but a process. To get that particular process, you have to develop a function. So calculate the basic and unadjusted function points based on the number of inputs, etc. So you have to develop algorithm and you have to identify what are the different available function, or you have to build a function, some library function, or you have to customize the function accordingly to identify the different function points in the given problem statement, from the dividing the problem statement into lesser complexity. So we got the top-down approach, right? Or the object-oriented programming, you must have heard that we have bottom-up approach. So we have to identify the objects, and then each object has got its attributes and its functionality. So accordingly, we have to mix up the things and find the class or the objects. Then we have to adjust the function point with the weighted adjustment, that is complexity-based. One function is simple one, maybe some another one is more complex. So you have to give the weights, so handling the complexity. Then compute the adjustment factor by giving the score to each of these risk factor mentioned. So there may be risk factor also associated in certain functions. So that also we have to take care of some by means of adjusting the score. Then compute the modified function points. Use productivity expression as a number of function points per month to calculate the efforts in man of month. So here instead of line, previously we studied we can use a line code. Here we are going to have function points. So suppose one task, you may be having five functions. So those are five function points, which take some parameter input and return some output. So those way we can identify the different function points. Now, while making estimation, there may be some overheads, which can be indirectly come into picture. Combination of excess or indirect computational time, memory, bandwidth, other resources that are required to perform specific tasks. Probably your computational hardware determine the computational time, the bandwidth, which may be your bandwidth of your network, that also play a role in the actual process of execution. So we have to consider all these overhead, which may not be reflected directly at the first instance, but as you start developing and validating or implementing, you'll realize all those overheads, and we have to take that efforts, that part as a contributor to your time estimation and cost estimation. So project also involves several such overheads activity. This could include task planning, work allocation, task inspection, task reporting. So all those things you have to capture, which are happening not directly but indirectly.